now, as if seriously you really didn't have anything better to do, it's time for us and you. Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. I had it backwards. That was weird. Hey, it's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Good morning. It's the Austins.
We're back together again.
How about that? Lisa, you're dressed in your fall sweater.
I am. It's kind of fallish.
No, it's more winterish.
But I felt fallish.
You need to have something with really big snowmen and flakes on it and stuff.
And besides, it was the only sweater that goes with this other sweater I'm wearing.
Okay.
The colors match.
This is why it's good to be a man. We never worry about what matches. We don't care. We're very practical. We just want to be warm. All right. Halfway point of the work week coming up. Louis Tofari is going to join us this morning. And our daughter had a question for Louis, so we're going to ask that. And by the way, if you'd like to ask Louis from RomanitasPress.com, if you'd like to ask him any questions about rubrics, traditions, the liturgy, he is an expert, and he welcomes those at RomanitasPress.com. He will answer them for you. Easy enough. Well, I don't know if it's easy, but he answers them pretty thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Or you can send us your questions at lisa@magnificatmedia.com, or you can message me on Facebook.
Yeah, what are we on now? What do we got? We got YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Well, go like us on Facebook.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
Follow us on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I
shouldn't
think
there be a different word for each social media thing?
I don't know.
A different verb. You like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, stalk us on LinkedIn, hunt us down.
On Pinterest.
On Pinterest. You know, there should be something different for each one.
Sure.
I'm thinking. Are we on Pinterest, really?
Yeah, I'm on Pinterest.
Now, what do you do on Pinterest, really?
You pin stuff up, I think.
Don't you? You're the one doing it.
Well, I'm just now learning it. Like I said, this all media stuff is new to me for the social media, okay?
Maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, Lisa, if you were to say to her Facebook, she would go, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be on any social media.
No,
forget about it.
I avoided it for many, many, many years.
And now Lisa is social mediaing, and it's not. See, if I say it that way, it sounds bad.
I'm only doing it because of the apostolate.
The business, right.
That's
Because of Magnificat Radio. It does help in growing our audience.
It does.
We're not coming to your chapel to give a talk during donuts.
Although we'd love to.
We'd love to, but I don't think they'd like that. They don't invite us.
I don't know.
Well, they haven't invited us, and we're not going to ask. So, it's a very organic sort of thing. Right?
It's grassroots. That's right.
For instance, we had a lady email Lisa. And by the way, we're open to your suggestions. And even creative criticism, because apparently I misspelled when I did the four temperaments. I put temperaments and not temperaments.
Right.
Which I meant to put, but I didn't.
And we've been corrected before on that, and I appreciate that.
That is fine.
Mm-hmm. Because we'd rather be correct than not.
Well, I have to remember to do it. And the music. We had some suggestions on music and things like that. So we're open to all of that. Please,
yes.
Please, please interact. Because we like to know you're there, where you are, how you listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. And all of that. So we've had a number of people ask us, are we ever going to be on our own radio station other than the internet?
Correct. And we've had many, many people ask that question.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, but that's long in coming because it's very expensive. Mike and I are radio people, okay?
Yeah.
This is our background. This is what we've done for a very long time, and which is why it was just a normal thing for us to do to come to the internet to do it here. It's expensive to own your own stick, so to say.
Yeah.
And your own radio station. The bricks and mortar. There's more upkeep there.
Way more.
However, the internet reaches farther. So when you ask if we're going to have our own radio station where you can find us on the dial, we would love to have that, but it'll only reach so many thousands of people.
So the key
I can't reach somebody in California.
Right. So the key is to own a number of different stations in a network, and you network them together. And basically, you have a hub where you do all the programming, and then they tune into it, either on satellite. However, you could tap into our internet stream. Could do that.
So
there you go.
It'll be in the works.
Someday. It'd be fun. I mean, this is what we do, like you said. So Louis Tufari is coming up. Also, Lisa, in just minutes, I have a thing I like to go, I would love to, I used to say I got to get me one of them, but that's terrible for the homeschoolers. It's terrible English.
So I agree.
Don't put it that way. I must have one of those.
Okay.
How about that? Coming up, I must have one of those. And also.
All righty.
Hello. And jokes you can tell your kids here in just a minute.
All right. I love that.
Let's see. What else do we have coming up the next few days? We're going to have Joseph Provost on to talk about Lent and the graces gained during Lent in a deep, meaningful way. I mean, really
Oh,
nice.
He said
really
it. Nice. Yeah, he has a really nice blog about that.
Yeah. So we're going to have that, Mr. Joseph Provost, working on some more stuff with our holy Catholic, traditional Catholic priests in Africa, who love to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lisa, this would be that part of the show then.
Yes, sir.
I bend my neck, crane it ever so slightly toward your microphone, and ask you this question.
Yes.
How can you know where you're going?
If you don't know where you've been.
That's why we do this day in history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be the 24th day of February. I almost forgot what month.
And it's right there in front of your face.
Right in front of my face. In the year of our Lord, 2016, it's the 55th day of the year. There's 311 of these days remaining. It's a leap year. On this date, in 303, Galerius published his edict that began the persecution of Christians in his portion of the Roman Empire.
On this day, in 484, King Hunneric removed the Christian bishops from their offices and banished some to Corsica. A few were martyred, including former proconsul Victorian, along with Frumentius and other merchants. They were killed after refusing to become Arians.
'Twas on this day in 1582, a long, long time ago, Pope Gregory the Eighth, issued his papal bull introducing the Gregorian calendar.
On this day in 1803, the Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison that any act of Congress which conflicts with the Constitution is null and void.
Imagine that. 'Twas on this day in 1821, Mexico declared its independence from Spain.
On this day in 1868, Andrew Johnson, 17th President of the United States, became the first president to have impeachment proceedings brought against him by the House of Representatives.
'Twas on this date in 1903, the lease for Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, was signed. I think that's in the news today, too, as a matter of fact. Stephen Cox says something about that.
Oh, on this day, February 24th, in 1920, Adolf Hitler outlined the basic points of the Nazi Party at the Hofbräuhaus in Munich.
Hofbräuhaus is a tavern. And in 1980, following the miracle on ice, the U.S. hockey team defeated Finland to win the gold medal in the Lake Placid Olympics. And now you know where it is that you have been on this day in history. And now we will take a break and come back and talk with our buddy Louis Tufari, but not, Lisa, not, pray tell, not before I give you a joke you can tell your kids.
Oh, what's that?
Lisa, it seems there once was a frog sitting on his lily pad, and a passerby asked him, "Excuse me, kind sir, what is your heritage?" And he thought for a moment, and he said, "Well, I'm a little bit French and a tad Polish."
Get it? That's cute.
Get it?
Yes, I do.
I'm a frog. I'm a tad Polish.
I love that.
And with that, we will come back, and I'm sure there will be even more bad jokes with Louis Tufari, because he's just that way. Louis Tufari from Romanitas Press coming up. Remember, tomorrow, all throughout your day, you get learning about the Roman liturgy with Louis several times during your day, and we'll cover that in a minute. Mike and Lisa Austin, Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Your morning tradition, where we are
living our faith.
Welcome back to Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here, where we are
living our faith.
Joining us now on the phone from Patriot Outfitters. Please welcome the CFO of Patriot Outfitters, Mr. Pete Eiserman. Pete, it's good to have you on with us today. Thanks for being on.
No problem, Mike. Glad our schedule's finally hooked up.
Yeah.
Lisa, it's nice to meet you.
Well, you.
Nice to speak with you, too.
You, Patriot Outfitters, I can spend hours on your website. And I, to be honest with you, Pete, I don't need half of the stuff on there. I just like to dream a little bit.
It's definitely a site where you can get a lot of different things from, guns and ammo to tactical gear. We do sell some survival outdoor kind of stuff. So, it's a fun place to shop for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Disaster can come in a lot of different forms. Mm-hmm. If you live on the coast, you constantly live in, hurricane season.
Or what if you're stuck in a car and you can't get your window, broken and stuff like that? Do you carry those things?
Is it a hammer?
Yeah,
something like that.
Other window break tools, sure. Yeah, we carry things like that. Also, knives that are, you can use for cutting seat belts and things like that.
Right.
Some of those tools are used by law enforcement as well because they assist motorists that have problems and things like that. So we do carry those types of things.
Yeah. One of the things I like, and I still want to get some of this stuff, and I'm going to ask you about the food. What would you call it? I call it survival food. The prepackaged food, you can get it for a month, 3 months, or whatever. What is the technical term for that, or is there one?
Well, you could call it emergency preparedness food. Basically, it's food that you, you put in the corner in a nice dry spot, and you hope you never have to use it.
Right.
Or, some people, rotate it and use it occasionally, either in camping or in situations where they're going to be out in the woods for a while. They'll take some of that with them because it's lightweight and you can hydrate it while you're out in the field. It's basically just there in case you need it, and it's like any kind of insurance that you would buy. Sometimes things happen. We had a ice storm in Kansas 3 years ago where there was no power for a week, and some people didn't have four-wheel drive vehicles, and things happen. So having that available is very handy.
Yeah, preparedness comes in a lot of shapes and forms, I suppose, and that's the one thing I wanted to get across is when I was telling a buddy of mine you and I were going to talk. He's actually familiar with Patriot Outfitters. He's familiar with your site, your company. It's a worldwide brand. I know you sell all over the world. You said you sell to some friendly countries and things like that, and he really loves your site for the survival stuff. He's heavy into guns and knives and things like that. But survival and just being prepared, the average family, the average man with a wife and say 3, 4, 5, 6 kids or beyond, the survival essentials would be what? Food, shelter, I would suppose, water.
Yeah, you've got it. I mean, those are the basics. And depending on where you live and how remote you are from things, you might need a little bit more of, some things like, for example, you might have shelter, but what if the power's out? So do you have an alternate, source of heat? Or if you can't get to water, how do you purify your water? If you can't rehydrate food if you don't have clean water. So, there's things like that you have to consider.
Yeah, we were talking. I said, look, it's not always the 3 days of darkness coming down, man. Sometimes
right.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Like I mentioned, just 3 years ago, we had a week without power in Kansas because of ice. And that happens all the time. And we don't pay attention to it when it's happening in another part of the country. But,
right.
People, have problems. I was thinking about hunters. I mean, if you go out into the mountains to elk hunting, you could get stuck for several days and not be able to get out. So a lot of times hunters have to carry with them food and water to survive because you just never know.
Yeah, and you hear that just about every season. I think you hear of somebody getting stuck in the mountains someplace. And you hear it from people who are seasoned outdoors people, and it can come on you rather quick. We're talking with Pete Eiserman from Patriot Outfitters online at patriotoutfitters.com. It's preparedness, preparing for floods, preparing for storms, tornadoes, power being out in the wintertime or what have you. You can find it there at Patriot Outfitters and camping gear, too. I mean, one thing I like about your site, Pete, is if you're just looking to have a little fun with the family on a weekend, man, you guys have some good gear.
Yeah, we try to put together an offering that makes sense. I mean, you can go real high end or you can go real low end, and we try to pick products that make sense. Anything from good cutlery or good knives to outdoor gear, we've got it all.
Who gets to test all that stuff out when you have a product line coming on? Do you get to test it out, take it home, mess with it?
Sure. We all help with that.
Yeah. That's the job I want.
How does that work with crossing state lines then? I mean, do you actually sell knives that can cross state lines or across the country?
They all can.
Can they?
I mean, there are some states that have particular laws, like there's things that we can sell to the military that we can't sell to civilians. So, we have to follow all those rules. For guns, for certain, we can sell to individuals, but we can only ship to FFL holders. So they have to get a local gun store to accept the transfer, and then the local store does the background check and with the FBI and make sure that the person can accept the gun. So we don't ship anything that's regulated to individuals. Everything goes according to the law. And then, some states we can't ship certain things. Like we can't ship, ammo to certain states. We can't ship certain kinds of knives. And certainly guns are regulated everywhere.
And so if they need to know that, all they have to do is just call you and find out, right? Or is it all listed on your site?
And it's listed on our site. The processes are described there in terms of how to do it. And we also, buy and sell used guns as well. So, we can give appraisals on used guns. There's a process for that, and that's available at Patriot Outfitters Guns as well.
I got to tell you, for pilgrimages, this is a must site for shoes and footwear and backpacks.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you do much with the pilgrimage folks?
We certainly have local people that, are going on a pilgrimage, and they, go look and see what we have. And, we help, friends and family with that sort of thing. Yeah. As far as online customers, unless we actually know somebody who's buying, we don't necessarily know what they're buying things for.
Right.
We get a lot of different customer types, and we just try to provide, good customer service and a good offering.
And Pete Iserman from Patriot Outfitters, I like I said, I could spend hours and hours on your site. And God help me, I'm not hoping for any kind of a disaster, but I love to rehearse.
It's always good to rehearse, isn't it?
Well, I just want to use the stuff because it's fun.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, who wants to learn how to use it when it's an emergency? So it makes sense to practice and do a little camping or whatever. I mean, that's just
Common sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you come home from work, do all the kids go like, "Dad, what'd you bring us? Another backpack? What do you got?"
Only on their birthdays.
Well, I'll give you my birthday, and then, you want
to
adopt
coming up.
Me? Maybe you adopt me, Pete. I don't know. Patriot Outfitters. Go to patriotoutfitters.com.
I think of it, another way to look at it is, I don't want to be looking at my children, and have them say, "Hey, Dad, I'm hungry," and not have some, basic things. So
that's right.
Think about it from that perspective, and don't go, you don't have to go crazy per se. I mean, just all things in moderation, right?
So right.
Correct.
You do what makes sense for your family, and then the rest is up to God, really.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
And we didn't talk much about that food, but I love that food. Tell me a little bit.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't, but I love the idea that there is some, and I want to, and I got to run that past you, because my wife, the big hair lady, is the chief executrix in charge of the food here at the compound. I'm telling you, man, is it all dehydrated stuff where you pull it out of a bucket and you just add water, right?
Yeah, that's the majority of it's dehydrated. So, the expectation is that, the food is okay, but it is survival food, so it's not like a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
But, it's like if you've been out camping and backpacking or cycling or something like that where you've brought your own food, it's very similar to that. Like, food that you just boil some water and you add it to it, that's basically what it is. And like I said, it's not gourmet meals, but it's a lot better than going hungry.
Yeah, so it's like enhanced meals ready to eat, MREs from the military. It's kind of the same kind of deal.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Do you got any of that freeze-dried ice cream I used to get down in Houston when we'd go to NASA down there?
Oh, I'm not sure if there's any of that in the buckets, but it's possible that it's in there. I honestly haven't noticed it, but yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that is great. Thanksgiving at the Iserman's house, it's all, you know, meals ready. They open up a bucket and go, dip in, everybody. Here's some hot water.
That would fly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're thankful for Patriot Outfitters. I appreciate it, Pete, and your time. I know you're a busy man, so thank you for letting our paths cross here today. PatriotOutfitters.com. Pete, God bless, and have a great day, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
I so love survival stuff and the food.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm all about the food, aren't I? Yes.
Always have been.
Yes, right. I wonder if they got any Cadbury eggs or anything in that bucket of food.
Yeah.
Got any of those malted milk ball Easter eggs? I love those. Mm-hmm. Enough of that. We're going to take a break and come back, and our friend Louis Tofari from Romanitas Press will be on to talk tomorrow's show, what he's got coming up for us as we head on into Lent and closer to Easter, and maybe what he's got planned for that, too. It's your morning tradition. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.